Upholding God's Law. Ellen G. White. All who advocate truth in distinction to error have a special work to do in vindicating the law of God. Men inspired by a power from beneath have considered it their duty to uphold, as the Sabbath of the Lord, the first day of the week. By thus disregarding the claim of God, ministers who claim to preach the gospel are echoing the words told to Adam and Eve in Eden, that if they transgressed the law, they would not die, but would be as gods, knowing good and evil. By their influence and example, these false shepherds have caused a lie to be received as a truth. With persevering energy, they have labored to establish a spurious Sabbath, and this man-made institution has received the homage of the greater part of the world. But this does not make a day holy, which God has given us as a common working day. Though this error be hoary with age, though the world bow in reverence to it, it still remains an error and a delusion. For God says, "To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." Isaiah 8, verse 20. Well-nigh universal contempt is shown to the law of God, and all who are loyal to Him have a sacred and solemn work to do in magnifying the law and making it honorable. God placed His sanctity upon the seventh day and gave it to man to keep holy. And He said, "My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my mouth." By rendering obedience to His commandments, we uphold the honor of God in the earth. Satan works against the law with untiring energy, and God calls upon His people to be witnesses for Him by pressing the battle to the gates. In this war, there is no release. Those who take part in it must put on the whole armor of God, that they may fight manfully in the warfare against evil. Often God's soldiers find themselves brought into hard and difficult places, they know not why. But are they to relax their hold because difficulties arise? Is their faith to diminish because they cannot see their way through the darkness? God forbid. They are to cherish an abiding sense of God's power to uphold them in their work. They cannot perish, neither can they lose their way if they will follow His guidance and strive to uphold His law. Mrs. E. G. White.